Welcome to the Coda Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about how to be more productive with Git. Now, this is, you could say, just a small portion about how to be more productive. It's using a tool called Git Fresh. So essentially, it just keeps your Git repo fresh with a single command. So we want to be productive, so we don't want tools to get in the way. They should be very simple if we do use them. And just keep out of our way. So having a single command to do a whole bunch of house cleaning essentially on your repository goes a long, long way. It's very simple. Like, you'd think it's kind of hard using all these tools, but if you do find that a tool does help, you'll start using it quite a lot and it will just become natural and you won't even think about it. But keeping your Git repositories clean, so no stale branches, local and remote, making sure your branches are being rebased off master, all that kind of stuff is really important to your workflow. Now, even if you are just a single person working on a branch, this is really handy, working on a repo. It's really handy because if you're doing things correctly, you should be creating a lot of branches. You should never really be working in master. Even for hot fixes, you really shouldn't be working in master. You should be creating branches here and there to work on various things instead of just doing it willy-nilly. If you do things the right way with Git, you'll find that it's a really, really good. Like, you will, I don't know really how to explain it. It's kind of a tricky one, but you'll notice some huge benefits once you start actually doing it. And more so when you start going into a team. So when you're in a team environment, it makes a big difference keeping these repositories clean. So one massive thing which I really like about this simple little tool is it updates the local version of master to match the remote, and it prunes stale branches. So that's really nice. So with a single command, kind of like Git up, but it takes it a bit further by pruning any branches that are no longer used, they haven't been touched in a long time. So that's really nice. The other thing that it does is it rebases the current branch against remote master. So normally, if you want to rebase off master to make sure you're keeping up to date, and if you have to do a pull request or you need to merge something in, there's not going to be conflicts, you'd normally have to check out of your branch back into master, pull down master if there's been any changes, go back into your branch, and then do your rebase. That's a lot of steps. You know, there's quite a number of commands there, and it just gets in the way. So with this tool, it actually will do that all for you. So you can stay on your current branch, you run Git Fresh, and then you give a tack R flag, and that will then do essentially all that in one nice little step. Really, really nice. You can merge remote master into the current branch, and it can also delete stale local and remote branches with a flag, tack F. So that's really handy. So if you're working on a project that's been going for a long time, maybe you're moving at a really fast pace, you'll be doing a lot of branching and then issuing pull requests or whatever your workflow is. But you'll notice you will get a lot of branches locally as well as remote. And it's kind of annoying. Like, you have to go up to remote and go and delete them on your local, delete those branches as well. It's kind of painful. Be able to do this with one simple command and not even have to worry about it makes it very, very simple. It does have another command which wipes the entire slate clean. I haven't actually played around with that, but essentially what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to reset your local root and remote root. So I believe that's in your master, and it just wipes that workspace. So it gets it right back to a clean slate. But I haven't used that, so I can't really comment on it. But the others are really, really awesome. I really recommend it. This is a fantastic little tool. So you can find that on GitHub. I'll leave a link in the show notes, but it's at github.com/imsky. I'm not too sure if I'm pronouncing that properly. I'm probably butchering it, but it's imsky and then /git-fresh. So it's really nice. I'd love to know what your opinion is, what you think about it. See if it enhances your workflow. I think you definitely, even if you just use it every now and then, I think it's going to make a pretty big difference just keeping those repositories clean. Sorry. And I still think that keeping these things organized and not chaotic, it really helps. I mean, just the branch thing alone, it will. If you check out your branches and you've been working on a project like a current one we've got at the moment, there is a lot of branches, and it's like, oh, was that one up to date or not? And you really want to narrow down that list. It also reduces the bloat in your repository, at least locally on your machine. So keeping these things really fresh is, I think, is definitely a key to being very productive. Anyway, if you have any other tools or if you use this, please do let me know. I'd love to know what you guys are using or how you're improving your Git workflow. I think this is one that you definitely want to have a look at the very least, and who knows, you might be able to bring it into your workflow. But leave a comment on codercatchup.com or send a tweet through to @codercatchup, and we'll catch you at the next episode.